Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the different types of shuhada. Shuhada is a plural of shaheed. So the different circumstances, different categories of shuhada that you get. So continuing with this chapter, today's hadith عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قتل دون ماله فهو شهيد متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who is killed defending his property is a shaheed, is a martyr. One who is killed defending his property, defending his wealth, is a shaheed, is a martyr. In the one muhadith which has got a similar meaning and has got two more categories added. An Abil A'war Sa'id ibn Zayd ibn Amr ibn al-Nufail أحد العشرة المشهود لهم بالجنة قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من قتل دون ماله فهو شهيد ومن قتل دون دمه فهو شهيد ومن قتل دون دينه فهو شهيد ومن قتل دون أهله فهو شهيد. رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. هذا أبو الأعور سعيد بن زيد بن أمر بن نفيل رضي الله عنه, one of the 10 who were given glad tidings of Jannah in this world. We know that there were 10 such Sahaba in one sitting. These 10 were given glad tidings of Jannah. There were others that were given glad tidings of Jannah, but in one sitting where 10 were given glad tidings of Jannah, he was one of them. What was his name? Sa'id ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu. And who were the others? Who were the other 9? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, Talha ibn Ubaidillah, Hazrat Zubair ibn Awam, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, were the other 9 that were given glad tidings of Jannah in one sitting. How fortunate they were in the sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 10 of them were given the glad tidings of Jannah. And the 10th one was Hazrat Sa'id ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu, who is the narrator of this hadith. So he says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, one who is killed defending his property is a martyr. One who is killed defending his life is a martyr. One who is killed defending his religion, his deen, is a martyr. And one who is killed defending his family is a martyr. The beauty about Islam is it teaches us to be brave. And when it teaches us to be brave, it doesn't only help a person. He himself, when he is brave, it doesn't only help him, it helps so many people around him. In other words, Muslims are not such that people can just wipe them, run over them, steal their goods, steal their property, take whatever they want. And these people are sitting ducks, they are like marshmallows, they do nothing. Here we encourage that if a person defends his property, and in defending his property, defending his wealth, defending his family, defending his life, etc., then this person is killed, Allah Ta'ala raises him up to the martaba, to the rank of a shaheed. How fortunate. Now what happens is, you can see it even in our time and age, in a community where people generally defend themselves, then the whole community is safe. The whole community lives safe. Even the thieves fright to come into that area where they know these people, we don't take a chance with it. Just for our understanding purpose, something that we can relate with, if you look at the Sydenham area generally, you'll find that many homes still got low walls, many windows without burglar guards. But yet, you don't hear of people breaking in and there's so much of robberies because they got low walls. The thieves also know that here we don't take a chance. Because here, in Butcher Road, they'll butcher you on the street with a bush knife. So people know that here we don't take a chance. So then the whole community benefits from the safety, the security. Why? Because people are willing to defend themselves. They're willing to come out and fight. So the thieves know that we have to be careful here. Not too long ago, there was one of the neighboring properties. Somebody came in the yard. So one of the people staying in the house, they seen this person and they started screaming and chasing him. Nearly all the neighbors from all the houses came out. The thief didn't know where to go. He jumped onto somebody's roof. These people ran onto the roof. They pulled him down from the roof and they gave him hiding. So you got a community like that where they're all willing to defend themselves. Well, the thief will have to think 3 times, 4 times, 5 times whether to come. But this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us in this hadith, is that don't just give everything away. Obviously, you have to be intelligent. We also thought that a person has to look at the circumstances. A man is alone and there are 5 people with AK-47s around him. Now, it doesn't say that person that he's kill defending his property is a shaheed. Although he'll get the martaba of shahadat, but also it has to be intelligently done. The person looks at the circumstances, look at the situation, and if he can defend himself, he defends himself without fearless. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he can defend his property, defend his family, like that the respect of the person, the respect of the community, the respect of the ummah is maintained. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of becoming brave, being able to stand up for deen, being able to stand up for our items and our wealth, etc. But together with that, the main thing we have to keep in mind is that we must always keep the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind. In other words, it shouldn't happen such that a person says, I'm not going to do what I need to do in terms of my salah, in terms of my zakat, in terms of my hajj, but the only thing I'm going to do is defend my property. Keeping everything in mind, and if a person happens to be in a situation where he's defending his property, his wealth, his family, then also he's ready together with everything. Allah ta'ala will bless a person with the martaba of shahadat. May Allah ta'ala give us also that type of bravery. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.